Blog Talk Radio.
That's our award-winning artist, David Martinka, and he ushers our show in here every week. Yes, right, we're live today on the ninth day of December 2015 with the little vitamin G. Become the vitamin G that you wish to see. And remember, you can find David Martinka and all his great music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. And we are so grateful that he gives his vitamin G every week to the program in the form of some really great music. And his support. He is a wonderful, wonderful guy. You're a wonderful guy. You're a wonderful gal. The idea here about become the vitamin G that you wish to see really is just a play on the words, you know, be the change you wish to see in the world. Because one of the things that I've noticed here at the holiday time, which it is for most of the world, for much of the world, and where I live in the United States of America, people are celebrating a variety of holidays. In our house, we celebrate Christmas. So to that end, everybody is out making merry. They're getting their gifts. They're decorating their homes. They're putting up trees. They're doing the things. They're sending cards. They're receiving cards. They're receiving gifts. The things that make their holiday time work for them, however that may be. And a lot of the things that I've noticed that people will say is, oh, how rude this person was, or oh, how rude that person was. Well, there's a couple things that I know about people. And the first is you're never going to know everything that's going on with that other individual. I mean, never, ever, 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 ever. You can ask, you can live with them, you can live next door to them, you can have known them for, heavens to Betsy, decades and decades and decades. And there's a lot about what's going on in their life you're not going to know. So, how do you come to terms with the fact that they're not behaving exactly the way you'd like them to? You know, the person that cuts you off to get to a parking space. My favorite thing is when I'm sitting there ready to make a left turn to where I see a person backing out and there's somebody else that just comes right up that lane at the very last minute, that car backs out, and before I can cross that other lane of traffic and get in there, they whip right in that parking space, and I'm thinking, really? Really? You saw me sitting here. Well, first of all, I don't know that they saw me sitting there. And if they did, well, they did, and they did it anyway. But the second thing is, how do I know that that person's need for that front parking space wasn't greater than mine? Aha. In other words, I might find a better parking space, and or I can be grateful that that person found a space that they really, really, really needed, and I can take an extra walk. I can walk an extra couple steps. So maybe it's okay that that happened. This is part of an example of how to become the vitamin G that you wish to see. So I didn't get what I wanted. But is that any reason to still not be grateful for what I do get? Not for what I have, and not because I have something and somebody else has it worse than I do. You know, that I have to say I'm not really fond of that particular line of thinking when someone says, well, you know, be grateful for what you've got. There are starving people in the world. And I'm thinking to myself, that is a bully mentality. I know a lot of people are going to go, really? Where are you coming off with that? It's because I'm trying to force you into changing your mind by pressuring you because of to be guilty or feel guilty because of what someone else is going through. And that's how what a bully does. That's plain and simple. It's not, there's no way to sugarcoat it, guys. However, when we own our own gratitude, and we can be grateful for the simplest things, like I can be grateful that I have a roof over my head. I can be grateful I have a roof over my head that doesn't leak. I can be grateful that I have a floor to stand on. I can be grateful I have a floor to stand on that's not caving somewhere. You know, not because there are people that have those things that I don't have, but simply because I have these things, period, dot. It's like the word no is a complete sentence, right? So being grateful for what you have doesn't have to be because you're measuring it up against somebody else. But the wonderful thing about it is, if every single individual out there, and it doesn't even have to be all of them, but if everyone did this, and they were just grateful for those things that they had at the time that they had them. And they became one with that vitamin G. They owned it. They really just felt it. And it moved their world. It rocked them to the point of joy. We would never fight again for any reason. I mean, we just wouldn't. We just wouldn't. When you become one with the vitamin G that you wish to see, suddenly everything you see gives you a reason to be grateful for it. I just realized it didn't come out sounding right, but that's okay. There's no script for this show, you guys. Can you tell? But seriously, if you are grateful for every single thing that goes on in front of you, just in your own sphere of influence, be grateful you have a chair to sit on, be grateful I have a computer to use, be grateful I have working headphones and I have a phone I can use. I mean, these are things right in my immediate sphere of influence within like a 2 or 3 inch movement of my fingers. I'm going to have less space within me to be not grateful for things, because nobody else out there has to change to become a different thing or a different person or a different energy or whatever you want to say it. Somebody doesn't have to change their job for me to find gratitude. Somebody doesn't have to dye their hair for me to have gratitude. Somebody doesn't have to throw money at me or take money away from me for me to have gratitude. Gratitude starts within me. And I might not ever see that person over there be grateful or this person over there be grateful. It's not about them changing. It's about me becoming that energy that I wish to see everybody else have. When you own something, when you become that thing that you want to see around in the world, you don't have to go get everybody else to do it. You don't have to say, I'm having a condition on my happiness. I'll be happy when you get your act together. Get your ducks in a row, your poop in a group, whatever the word phraseology is that you use. When you become that vitamin G that you wish to see, that energy of total futility and frustration, because that's exactly what it is. It is futile and it is frustrating to look at another energy, whether it's an animal, vegetable, or mineral, and condition your happiness on its shifting its energy in some fashion to please you. That is that you're saying, my gratitude is conditional based on that. If you're finding that within yourself and you've become it, it is the light that glows from yah to thou within you. Daggone it, you're going to be so flippin' peaceful and happy and joy-filled and whatever wonderful words you can use that describes somebody who is, you know, om mighty potty oming with themselves on the inside. Seriously. And you know what's really funny is you don't have to speak English to do it. You don't have to be a certain age to do it. You don't have to be any particular gender preference, ethnicity. You don't have to be anything special or not special to do it. You just have to do it. And the wonderful thing is, and I mentioned it a couple minutes ago, the more people that do it become that vitamin G that they wish to see, the more opportunity we have to see that peace that we're looking for in the world. You know, you can't fight for peace. You can't go out there and say, you know, I'm going to hold your head underwater until you say uncle. What is that all about? That is not bringing about peace because you get somebody to surrender to the way you're doing things. I will suggest that if you're thinking of putting up your hands and surrender to something, surrender to gratitude. Surrender to it. Yes, I know it kind of takes away that edge. People say, well, gee, I'm really passionate about getting this done, and I'm really passionate about getting that done. And when people are passionate, sometimes that passion can lead to a lot of, you know, vigorous activity. It's like, and I'm not talking sex, I'm talking enthusiasm, and they try to really sell people on their point of view and sell people on what they're doing. I have noticed that the really good salespeople out there are much, much more laid back than that. They're the kind of people that are like, hey, you know, I just presented the benefits of this particular whatever it is I'm showing you. And if you think this works for you, just come back and see me. And they let it go and they walk away. They express a certain amount of gratitude for the thing that they're demonstrating or showing or explaining, the product, whatever it is, the service. And then they walk away with this very peaceful countenance. It's kind of hard to argue with that. Now, if you really can't afford it or you really don't need it, you're going to go, well, you know, thank you very much. And you're going to be grateful that they didn't try to upsell you. They didn't try to move you through it in another way. But if you really do need it, like, let's say you're driving past the car lot and you see all the pretty flags and you see the cars with the hoods open that are facing the, you know, the street. I used to think they were trying to eat us, you know, when we were kids. It's like, that car wants to eat us. It's got its mouth open, you know. Wants us to come up so it can bite us. Kids, gotta love us, right? Anyway, So you decide to wander in alone or with a friend, and the first thing somebody's going to do is they're going to come to you and say, may I help you? What are you looking for today? Have you noticed our this over here or that over there? And that annoys a lot of people. It's like, dude, I am just looking. Go sit back and eat a sandwich or something. And I've heard people say worse things than that, right, to salespeople, especially car salespeople. Because that's a big-ticket item, folks. Used to be buy a house for the price of a car these days, so think about it. So anyway, long story short, the analogy here is you're looking around and you really don't want it. If you're going to go back and buy a car, or when you're ready to buy a car, chances are you're going to go back to that person that just did the big old namaste, have a nice day thing with you and boogied and left you alone to do what you wanted to do. Why? Because you didn't feel pressure to please that person by buying a car. You didn't feel that you were lesser than because you didn't buy the car that day. And when the time was right and you really needed the car, if you were in that area and you had the money and that was the car you still wanted, you're probably going to go back and buy that car from that guy. Win-win, win-win, win-win. You get your vehicle, that person gets a sale, and I'm sure that that person got another sale at some other point because there were other people that the same thing happened to maybe 3 months earlier or 2 weeks earlier or 2 days earlier. By becoming that vitamin G you wish to see, the gratitude for the salesperson, the gratitude for being able to look at the cars, the gratitude to be able to take the time to make your own mind up, you find more reasons to be grateful. That's the bottom line. You find more reasons to be grateful. Instead of always noticing all the reasons that you shouldn't be grateful for, they took your parking spot, they are trying to sell you, hard sell you, this person won't stop doing this, this person won't stop doing that. It's too easy to notice all that if you have not become the vitamin G that you wish to see. Because what you're doing is you're attracting the thing that is truly magnetic inside of you, which is all the frustrating, chaotic energy. By becoming the vitamin G you wish to see, you are going to actually attract more reasons to be grateful. You're going to develop a core, a very solid core of peace and joy and bliss and harmony within you. That which indwell you will come to you. It's the way it is. You know, everything, people laugh at me because spirituality to me is physics. It doesn't really matter. It's the same thing. It's what you give, you get. It's what you are, you draw to you. And yes, there's still going to be those other things out there. There'll still be people that will cut you off for parking spaces. There'll still be people that will try to upsell you. Why? Because 7 billion people on this planet. Chances are not everybody's going to make that shift all at the same time. However, you will find something to be grateful for about that situation, about that person, about that scenario. It's not going to upset your inner calm. Your energy is just going to glow. And the really wonderful thing about it is that then other people that are living their gratitude and they're owning their vitamin G and they're really making it happen for themselves, they're going to hook up with you in some fashion. They're going to connect with you. It's going to be just this huge gratitude fest that's all over the place. And it's all because you became the vitamin G that you wish to see in the world. And it's absolutely true. I always tell people, if you doubt what I'm saying, and that's okay, try it. Yeah, nothing to lose. Maybe what you're going to lose are the blues. Maybe what you're going to lose is the stress. Maybe what you're going to lose is the frustration. That benefits you greatly. So anything that's said in these programs, and go to blogtalkradio.com/perspective power and catch all the archives, because we've been doing this show now for 2 years. We'll start our third year doing a show about gratitude when January rolls around, January of 2016. I can't even believe I just said that. So go back and check the attitudes at our group attitudes. Go back and get the podcasts at blogtalkradio.com/perspective power. And I think you're really going to have a nice arsenal of things that you can listen to. You can download them and hang on to them. Usually none of them are more than 15 minutes. Some might be a little less. Also, I direct you to redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net, where award-winning artist David Martinka has his musical talents available for you. There are free downloads, lots of awesome CDs. Holidays are coming up. You might want to pick up a couple for yourself or somebody else. And, of course, our wonderful fan page is located at facebook.com/perspective power. And no matter what you do, I wish you the opportunity to become the vitamin G that you wish to see. Namaste.